Hello, I'm Gary Combs, and I'm here with my one-year Bible devotion for July the 18th. Today's devotion is entitled, The Family of Moses Still Serving. We'll be looking at the Old Testament reading from the book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 26, verse 24. And Shebuel, the son of Gershom, son of Moses, was chief officer in charge of the treasuries. The chronicler wrote to God's restored people after the exile to remind them that every assignment in God's house mattered. This brief genealogical note was one of the few places where the descendants of Moses received special attention. Although Moses left no royal dynasty, God honored his family with faithful service in the temple. Shebuel, a descendant of Gershom, Moses' son, served as chief officer over the sacred treasuries, a position requiring great trust and integrity. While David ruled as king and Aaron's descendants served as priests, Moses' family quietly fulfilled an essential ministry behind the scenes. The chronicler showed that God valued faithful service more than public prominence. Moses' leadership was never intended to become hereditary. Joshua succeeded him while his descendants remained ordinary Levites serving the Lord. This pointed beyond Moses to Jesus Christ. Moses represented the law and was a faithful servant in God's house, but Christ is the faithful son over God's house. Now all believers are entrusted as faithful stewards of what belongs to him. We often assume that the most visible roles are the most important, but God measures faithfulness differently. Whether we lead from the platform or serve quietly behind the scenes, every act of obedience advances his kingdom. Christ has entrusted each of us with gifts, opportunities, and responsibilities to manage for his glory. Our calling is not to seek recognition, but to prove faithful where he has placed us. When we serve with humble hearts, we join the long line of faithful servants who have quietly advanced God's purposes. Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you for reminding us that your faithful service and that you value faithfulness more than fame. Keep us from seeking the applause of men and to only seek your approval. Make us trustworthy servants and stewards of every gift and responsibility you have entrusted to us. May our lives honor Christ, the faithful Son over your house, as we joyfully serve you until he comes again. In Jesus' name, amen.